And now we've reached the point in the show where Josh Odson reads the peculiar, the bizarre, the comical, the odd news with Odson. Odd news, Odson. See what we did there? The odd news with Odson.
Hey, quick update from our friends out at Barley's in Council Bluffs.
Hi, Barley's. Hi, Matt and the gang.
So, that's the bar that said they'd give everyone free beer if Nebraska beat Iowa in football?
That's right.
All right. If you go by Barley's right now,
the grilled cheeses.
On their marquee. Well, I guess this is on. Is this a restaurant that's attached to their bar?
I believe it is an older restaurant that they have the sign for.
Oh, okay. Cool. Gotcha. They got a little marquee in there. And it says the following: 2024 NFL Draft. Iowa Western Community College 1, Nebraska 0. Now, Josh.
These are facts.
Are they? Now, I have a little beef here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the player did not get drafted out of Iowa Western.
That would be extremely difficult to do.
Not impossible, though.
Not impossible.
Not impossible. I mean, it's extremely difficult, obviously, to get drafted out of Nebraska as well. Nebraska,
apparently.
If we're using the same criteria, Nebraska did indeed have a player drafted. His name was Luke McCaffrey.
What a great run he had at Nebraska.
He was great. He was awesome. He was definitely playing the correct position, that's for sure. So I don't know, Josh. Sounds like you're just a hater of Nebraska.
Not a hater. I just like to present the facts to the people, and you do with them what you wish.
Now, I think it's a tie ball game, 1-1.
If you'd like to spin the facts into some wacky narrative because you have a Nebraska podcast now.
Oh, no.
You're getting paid by the university.
No, I'm not. Well, that's...
To cape up?
That's in basketball season.
Oh, but, okay.
No. They had the player drafted as well, Josh. If we get to count all the players transferred from the school, then Nebraska had one.
The Reavers player left due to running out of eligibility at that school.
Yeah, and
not
so,
because he hated it and wanted to quit the sport.
So did Luke McCaffrey. He ran out of eligibility for Scott Frost. He ran out of patience, not eligibility. That's the same thing in my mind.
Poll question, is patience the same as eligibility?
When you're out of it, you leave.
It's true.
Both
it's true.
When you're out of both, you leave. That's how it goes. So I don't know. I'm not going to put up with you Reavers and your narratives.
Imagine how many players the Reavers would have drafted if every game of theirs was on national television.
But they have players drafted often.
They do, yes. There's a whole wall of them at the largest locker room in the state of Iowa.
Nice.
Which is on campus at Iowa Western Community College.
Oh, here's Josh caping up for Iowa Western Community College because he has an Iowa Western podcast.
What a great podcast that would be.
And he gets paid by Iowa Western. See, Josh.
I get paid
works both ways.
The university, not the football team.
What do we have today on the odd news?
We go to ESPN where Dan Orlovsky has...
What's he talking about now? Is he talking about food again?
No, he's written a rather large check. I think he's safe, but just in case, I wanted to bring it to everyone's attention. With Tom Brady being a season removed from retirement and having a broadcasting gig awaiting at Fox, Dan Orlovsky felt it was safe to bet his eyebrows that the Hall of Fame quarterback would not play football this year.
Oh, that's good. Good bet.
Mm-hmm.
Good bet. And if he loses, it's great for the sport because we all get to talk about Tom Brady all the time. And it's great for us watching on television because we get to see Dan Orlovsky without eyebrows.
That's right.
I think it's a great bet. I think it's well done. Perfectly placed.
He said on ESPN's Get Up earlier this week. I'm sorry. They removed the exclamation mark. So it is now
Get Up.
Get Up. About whether the Raiders made a mistake in not drafting a quarterback. Now, some might argue they thought there'd be two quarterbacks when the Broncos and Raiders drafted back to back.
They probably just didn't want to go one quarterback further down that line.
Yes. Orlovsky said, quote, I don't know if they grow back, but if Brady plays for the Raiders this year, I'll shave my eyebrows as long as they grow back.
I once knew a guy who shaved one of his eyebrows and
they grow back.
It grew back. I mean, yeah. It was slow, but it did grow back. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he's cool. And everybody just paints their eyebrows on now anyways, don't they?
Yes, I'm sure Mrs. Orlovsky could help him get TV ready each and every morning.
There you go. Sounds easy. Great bet.
We all do shows from our homes now instead of a television studio.
What was the take that you told me about Tom Brady earlier this morning? Somebody doesn't think Tom Brady... Oh, it was the coach, Gerard Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Gerard Mayo does not think Tom Brady will return to the Patriots this season.
I also don't think that. It's a... interesting storyline there.
What if we stopped asking the media stupid questions?
Next.
We go to Los Angeles, where the Los Angeles Lakers were sadly eliminated from the playoffs.
That was in Denver, but yes.
Well, yes, but within the city of Los Angeles. Well, I guess mayors are allowed to travel wherever they want, whenever they want. So Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, from an undisclosed location, said that, she's trying to, it's okay. It's okay, everybody. She wanted to congratulate the purple and gold and said, quote, tough season, but at least we won the in-season tournament. Proud of our team at Lakers.
Amazing.
Now, Connor, how do you think that played with the fan base?
I think there's great consolation to be offered from the fact that you won the in-season tournament. You hung a banner in the arena.
Interesting, because the Lakers fans did not find this tweet well.
Interesting.
They were rather cheesed, you could say. She gave it another go, deleting the original draft.
See, now she's digging a hole.
And said, you left it all on the floor. Thank you, at Lakers.
I don't know about that. Have you ever seen Anthony Davis play basketball?
Well, I mean, he just gets hurt on every single play. Anytime someone merely makes contact with him, he's writhing in pain on the floor for 4 minutes.
Either that or he's just completely disappeared, MIA from games that he's playing in. Uh-huh. I swear to God, he's out there. He's just not doing anything. Some great player they have.
Is Anthony Davis a ghost?
Yeah, good one. Good one.
And finally, do you remember?
Sorry about the mayor tweets there. Bad deal.
Mayors, am I right? Last week, we told you a story in Indianapolis where a road rage incident saw a man throw pasta on a pregnant woman. Do you remember this?
I do.
Okay. We go to Florida, where the victim in a drive-by attack tells police he was hit in the arms, legs, and torso by a road-raging Florida motorist. The male escaped without injury because he was struck by pasta with sauce, according to a police report.
With sauce?
Cops allege that Nolan Goines, 46 years young, was involved in a road rage incident over glaring headlights Thursday night while driving in his near his St. Petersburg residence. The defendant threw food, parenthetically pasta with sauce, no word on what kind of sauce, from the passenger seat of his vehicle, striking the victim through his open window as he operated his vehicle.
Would you rather be covered in red sauce or white sauce?
Red.
Alfredo or marinara?
Marinara.
I think so, too. It seems less sticky.
It's going to ruin your clothes more, I think, but it's going to smell
better.
Better doesn't feel like the right word, but yes, better.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about the white sauce congealing.
Yeah.
And, cooling down.
Uh-huh.
I think I agree with you, but let's do a poll question.
Okay. You do that. I'll finish the story here. Goines was found with the same food stains on his right sleeve as the male target of the pasta pelting. Goines was charged with battery, so there was some evidence left behind on his own clothes when police investigated. Goines was charged with battery, a misdemeanor, booked into county jail. Goines was freed on $1,000 bond. He's a painting contractor who has previous convictions for selling marijuana, Connor. Mm. Investigators were unable to identify publicly what kind of pasta or sauce was used in the alleged attack. It is also unclear if Goines was transporting his dinner home or whether he regularly travels so armed, the article says.
Nice.
I'm going to guess he doesn't have a to-go box of pasta raring and ready to go.
All the time. It'd be quite the bit if he did, though.
Just in case. Oh, finally. For years, honey, you called me an idiot for driving around with a to-go box of pasta
in my car.
Who's
laughing now?
Yeah.
Poll question up at Happer Show. Which would you rather be covered in? Marinara sauce or Alfredo sauce?
Also, like...
I just wrote marinara or Alfredo sauce.
It's okay. I know we don't want to be, you know, condoning crimes on this show, but good aim getting it through the open car window.
Yeah. Right? I mean, great shot. Yeah. It seems like he is experienced in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. I mean, so maybe he has.
Even if this was a road rage incident where he came to a stop right next to the guy and threw it through,
it's still a tough angle.
Yeah. Great shot.
Tough angle. Text from the 402.
Hi, 402.
Second week in a row, we've had a road rage bit with pasta throwing. Is this becoming a bit? Is this the new truck spill of the week? The new pasta throw of the week?
Feels
like we might not have enough there, but we could log it away.
But wouldn't our country be so much better if, instead of other ways that we read about road rage incidents going, that it would just...
We all just threw pasta at each other?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a lot better.
Instead of, like, you know...
Trying to actually kill each other?
Yeah, guns, knives, running people off the road.
Yeah.
You know, getting out of the car and breaking a glass bottle up against your car and trying to stab
the other
person.
What if every new car came with a big plate of pasta?
Oh, I would buy a new car every year.
Four big plates of pasta to be thrown at any time in the life of the car, but you have to use them sparingly. It's like the slap bet on How I Met Your Mother. You know, every time you get a new car, you get four new plates of pasta to throw at somebody.
Look, the economy.
Or do with what you please. You could eat it, I suppose.
Regardless of political party, you might think the economy is not doing so well. You want to boost the American economy? Four plates of pasta with every vehicle purchased.
Make every car come with four plates of pasta.
You know, it might be four plates for you. It might be two for you, two for your partner. Maybe you got a family of four.
You can distribute them however you'd like.
Yeah.
Put that on a big red hat. Make cars come with pasta. Dan says red sauce has more acidity and could irritate your skin.
That's true. Certainly more than the Alfredo would.
Yeah.
That cream-based sauce might act as like a moisturizer.
It's too creamy, though.
Definitely.
And one more text from our friends from South Carolina, the 803.
Hi, 803.
What would you do if nailed by pasta and sauce while driving?
That's the end of it, right?
Yeah, you have to stop driving at that point.
Well,
it's like you're playing paintball and you're dead.
Exactly.
It's like, I'm out now. Can't drive anymore.
Well. All right.
That's great. That's a great rule, actually. You have your preloaded four plates of pasta that you get with your new car, and at any point during the lifespan of that car, or maybe it's just during your life, maybe the pastas go with you through your entire life.
Oh, wow.
You get four opportunities to make it so the person that you're angry at and that you want to throw the pasta at never gets to drive again. You're done. Once you get hit by the pasta, you're done.
Wow.
You
can't drive
forever.
Anymore.
Yeah. But you only get to do it four times in your life.
And if
imagine the threshold of how mad you would have to be in order to get out that pasta and ruin that person's life.
I'm going to use one. And what if you miss?
What if you miss? Yes.
And you got to, because you're mad enough to use it.
There could be pasta avoiders.
You're only
going to
be more mad if you're missed.
The horrible drivers are just pasta avoiders. I need to hire my pasta avoider for today. There'd be decoys of me all around the town. They'd be trying to hit me with pasta. I'd be like, nice try. You didn't get me.
You'll never get this.
This might be one of the most ridiculous ideas we've ever had, Josh.
God.
This is a total fantasy world.
But we're on to something.
Chris writes in on Twitter.
Hi, Chris.
The slogan we didn't know we needed, #MakeAmericaPasta again. Great show, guys. This is the content I'm here for.
Happy to provide it.
You are welcome. You are welcome. We'll come back with the noon hour. Don't forget, MLB reaction over reaction, of which the writers are very excited for, coming up at the bottom of the hour.
It was nice to see a lot of them in the building again, milling about.
They're excited.
Looking for free food.
Unfortunately, one of them had to take an Uber here because he got hit with a pasta yesterday. He can't drive anymore.
He's done.
Back after this on 1620 The Zone.
I'm a fabulous driver.
The Connor Happer Show.
I'm one of the best friends you could ever have in your life.
On 1620, The Zone.
I hate you.